Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say, Nyan Up Strong. Now, OPEN, which is the Olden Persons Advocacy Network, OPAN, has welcomed Interim First Nations Aged Care Commissioner report. And look, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister Elsa Jewis, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander advocate with OPEN, with ADA Australia. We have Elsa on the line. Elsa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, my sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Okay. Well, Cairns is my stomping ground. Grew up and went to school in Cairns, went to Trinity Bay, so hello to all the Trinity Bay ones out there. But my mum's side, I'm Wutati up in the Cape.
Yeah.
And Boigu, Torres Strait Islander. So born on Thursday Island, kicked about around Cairns and lived my life in Canberra and now residing in Brisbane.
In Brisbane.
But never forget home.
Lovely, never forget home. Thank you. Thank now, you're the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander advocate with OPEN and ADA Australia. We're talking about OPEN welcomes the First Nations Aged Care Commissioner report. And look, this is a step forward for the sector, is it not?
Yes, it is. And it's an exciting time for us because the commissioner that's there at the moment is an Indigenous lady herself.
Mm.
So she's the interim commissioner until next year, until June 26th, 2026. And some of her key findings, may I start with that?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, some of the key findings that have come out of the report is the lack of cultural safety.
Yeah.
Some of the barriers and the effects that it has on our stolen generation survivors when they're entering into an aged care facility.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of them, and I've experienced where some of them have said, look, Gilly, I've grown up in an institution, now I'm going to die in an institution.
Mm.
What do you say to that?
Sure.
And it's even hard for me to reply to that.
Exactly.
The complaint process is difficult. The disconnection to country, the lack of getting the stories from our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, which can help form policies and programs. So there's a lack of information that's coming back from the communities to say how they're suffering, how they're not getting the support in aged care, how they're not getting their needs met.
Mm.
Also, the trauma around healing, you know, like from their past experiences. And I well know that from my experience and my elders, you know, they grew up under the Chief Protector Act.
Yes.
So for them to be able to make decisions, it can be difficult for them to make
those
decisions.
Of course.
So as an advocate, well, there is a program, some may be on it and some may not be on it, which is My Aged Care Program.
Mm.
So as an advocate, I can give that voice to our elders or our community to ensure that they're getting the care that they need through that government's incentive.
So very, very important. And look, when we talk about elders, it comes with our culture, but it's sad sometimes we're losing that that knowledge or that respect, so to speak, especially our young ones coming through. And we need to bring it back to the table, don't we?
Yeah, and you know, we need to bring it back to the table, but that's not government's responsibility.
No, sure, that's right,
that
exactly.
Comes back with it's our own responsibility.
Yes.
We've got to raise our pickney well enough to sit down and listen for our elders.
Mm.
So, you know, sometimes we feel to that responsibility or that right for us to have them conversations in our own home are taken away from us.
Sure.
Because, you know, our elders are exhausted too. Some of our elders are carers as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so where do we take time out
exactly
to be with them?
Yeah, sure. Exactly. And then the government side of it, yes, we're talking about the Commissioner's report here, another gap we need to close in so many ways.
Yeah, and that's one of the recommendations, is that they work in partnership with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people as a priority to, as that part of that national agreement for closing the gap.
Mm.
Another recommendation is that we appoint a permanent commissioner, not just an interim commissioner. We appoint a permanent commissioner. Also out of that, there are 27 urgent actions.
Yes.
That have come from that report. And if I can name a couple of those actions, a few of those actions is to provide cultural safe training
yes.
to staff when they're working with our people, old
yes.
people.
Yes.
Also, not just that, but with the disconnection to country, allow them to go back to country. That's choice.
Mm.
So under the My Age Care, they have rights. They have legislated rights,
mm.
our people. And that goes not just to our elders, mm. non-Indigenous elders, it's to all elders. They have
all
rights.
All elders, exactly.
Mm. They have rights.
And then we talk about the sad space, elder abuse. In all forms,
yeah.
you know, financial,
yeah.
Physical, sexual, what have you, that in itself has to be looked at very seriously.
Yeah, and this comes back to bringing that discipline back in our own homes.
Yep.
Telling our children it's not right. You know, we understand our elders. I know I'm a grandmother myself.
Yes, yes.
But we feel sometimes we have an obligation. This is just an example. That we have obligation, or we could give them $5. You know, when we see grannies, we could give them $5.
Mm.
But then our grannies get the gist of, oh, we can ask for any money. So that $5 goes up to 50.
Sure.
Goes
exactly.
up to 100.
Yes.
It increases, eh?
Yes. It becomes
a
platform for abuse. Get the bucket from our
yes.
grandmother. Yes.
But you know, our elders got every right to say no.
Exactly.
And feel safe in their own homes.
Yes.
So, you know, when I go out and do advocacy work with my clients,
mm.
the thing for me is, you know, I help them with navigating the system, navigating my aged care.
Mm.
But I always leave them with one question. When I leave your home today,
mm.
can you ensure me or can you let me know, are you safe?
Yes. Yeah,
now, that's
exactly.
just a simple question that
simple
we have
question.
To start
of course,
using
of course.
In our own homes. Visiting our elders, visiting anybody. When mm. I leave you, you could be safe.
Wow.
You're and that's from young. Physical,
yep.
You know, emotional, sexual, financial, all kinds of abuse. Because as Indigenous families too, we don't talk about them things because it's shame, mm. mate.
Shame, yeah. But we need to ask that yep. question, very important question.
Yeah.
There's
and
communication.
We need to raise that yep. voice. We need to say to our elders, it's all right to talk about them things
mm.
because there are ways and means that we can help navigate it.
Mm. So but powerful.
We can put safety measures in place.
Exactly. How long have you been in your role there, sis?
I've been here 4 years and I absolutely love it.
Good
I
on
think
you.
The role found me.
The role found you. There it is.
It
thank
found
you.
Me.
That's right. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, you speak with so much passion, and thank you very much for sharing. A big shout out to Open and Ada. And they look fantastic. First Nations Aged Care Commissioner report is on the table. And you need to massage that and bring it to fruition. Yes.
Thank you. And can I leave my love and thoughts to my family and kids and,
yeah.
and the surrounding communities?
Beautiful.
And thank you so much, Trevor, for giving me the opportunity.
All the best, my darling. You take care, eh? God bless.
Take care.
Yawa.
Yawa.
Beautiful yarn there. Elsa Jewis, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander advocate with Open and with Ada Australia. And Open welcomes interim First Nations Aged Care Commissioner report. The Old Persons Advocacy Network Open. And look, very important space, talking about our elders, looking after our elders and all facets and closing gaps there as well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. And a big shout out to First Nation Radio Station across this beautiful country of ours, to Delhi Mob. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black.
6 years I've been in the desert, and every night I dream of the sea. They say home is where you find it. Well, they satisfy me, for I come from the song for a people we always lead by the sea. Now I'm out here west of Ella Spring with a wife and a family and my island home. My island home, my island home is waiting for me. In the evening when the dry wind blows from the hills and across the plain, I close my eyes and I'm standing in a boat on the sea again, and I'm holding a long turtle spear, and I feel I'm close now to where it must be. My island home is waiting for me. Now I'm out here west of Alice Springs with a wife and a family and my island home, my island home, my island home is waiting for me. In the evening to drive from the hills and across the plain, I close my eyes and I'm standing in a boat on the sea again, and I'm holding that long turtle spear, and I feel I'm close now to where it must be. My island home is waiting for me. My island home, my island home, my island home is waiting for me. My island home, my island home,
National Talk Black.
Hey you there, come and see.
And Yarn Up Song here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from McCurry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and New Dingy Country. BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. All right, you mob out there, because of the monsoonal season we do have up here in far north Queensland, Ergon Energy Retail offers help to flood victims. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Martin Siri, General Manager, Ergon Retail Operations, and talk about this space. Martin, good morning. How are you? Well, Martin, you there?
Hi, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. Where are you based, Martin?
I'm based in Townsville.
In Townsville. Right. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, fantastic. Ergon Energy Retail offers help to flood victims. When we're talking about the floods and what have you, and roads cut off and what have you, sometimes electricity is cut off as well. So it's good to have this support by Ergon Energy. Tell us what work that you're doing regarding offering help to flood victims, please, Martin.
Yeah. Look, first off, obviously being based in North Queensland, it's obviously been a challenging time for our customers.
Yes.
Also have some family in the Ingham region, so there's
yes.
some areas that have done it really tough through this, and not just to single those out. I know it's been right across the state at
sure.
the moment, so we're definitely thinking of those customers who... You know, the flooding, once it's over, it doesn't just stop there. There's a
no.
long process for cleanup and whatnot that goes on past that. So from Ergon Energy Retail's perspective, we're part of the regions. We live in the state of Queensland. We're used to this stuff around this time of year.
Yes.
So we've got some support programs that can help. We've got a hardship customer program for customers who are experiencing financial difficulties because of the... recent natural disasters. We can
well, some stages, Martin. Out. People are not working because of the floods and what have you. Can't get to work, or offices are closed
absolutely.
Down, or flood inundated. So there's no money coming in to pay bills, so to speak.
Absolutely, and we're here to help out. So
okay.
We've got our hardship program, as I just mentioned. We've got extended payment arrangements, which can include a hiatus for a period of time until that customer is able to get back into work and start earning money. On our website, for those customers who can get access to it, we've got links to all of the different disaster funding buckets as well. So there's a number of programs which are being run by government, which can assist regional Queenslanders through this time. So we've got all of the links available for that. But look, what I would say is that if you're a customer and you're struggling to make ends meet, please contact us, because we can work with you on a range of different arrangements that can suit your needs.
Good, fantastic, fantastic. This is all open now. How do people contact you? You got a web page or a phone number? Or
yeah, so you can go to ergon.com.au and click on the retail side there. So that takes you to the retail page. Our phone number is 131046. Or if you're registered to email billing, you can just reply to the last email bill you've received, and that'll come through to one of our regionally based staff. So they'll be able to get in touch with you and have a conversation about your current conditions.
Fantastic. Well, it's good to hear. Thank you very much coming to the table, so to speak, and regarding Ergon Energy Retail Office help to flood victims. Good yarning with you, Martin. Thank you very much for your yarn, and all the best to your team. And stay in touch, please, my friend.
Thanks very much for that, Trevor. You have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
A deadly yarn there. Martin Siri, his name is, General Manager, Ergon Retail Operations. And talking about the deadly company, Ergon Energy Retail, offering help to flood victims. So Ergon Energy Retail is urging North Queensland customers affected by floods to make contact if they are experiencing financial strain. Executive General Manager Aisha Rusquick said the regional Queensland company was committed to helping the community get back on its feet. So, yeah, that's what happens in regarding the monsoonal, regarding disastrous situations. We Australians, we all come together, don't we? So it's so very important, and great to see a company and organisation like that reaching out to the people of the area, which is so helpful in that sense. This is your daily program, New Mob. Add to the conversation. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, I'm with the ball around here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Curry, live here in First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you say, yarn up strong.
walking down in that back road one night. Heard someone talking, and man, I nearly died of fright. Out of the darkness came a stranger's hands, a wild, creeped out, you mean. Yaka Kurijima, Yantaka Kurijima.
Thinking about uni or TAFE, but unsure what study will be like? You're not alone. Plenty of our mob found the course they want and the support they were looking for at CQ University. Thanks to campus locations across the country, as well as dedicated Indigenous support staff who are there to welcome, guide, and listen. See it, be it. We know you can. Start your journey at CQ Uni today.
Station sponsor.
Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045.
Station sponsor.
National Talk Black.
Driving in the night, the night of a summertime. Are your voices calling, calling out your name? The night is dark and not a light inside. Incessant wailing, wailing, 'cause we're back again. The ground of the burning tribe. It makes us proud, so proud, we're gonna make it right. We're not extinct, we're all well and still alive. Reunited to come back to you again. We'll keep the laws and culture and we'll stay alive. Lost in a world that's so reckless. Forgotten tribe in the darkness of your eyes. Lost in a world that's so helpless. But there's no fear, we will make it loud and clear. We'll come back home, we'll stay as long as what we want. We will return, we'll carry on. We will protect, we will preserve. We will survive, we will be strong. We'll keep the laws and our culture. Forgotten tribe, forgotten in another time. Lost in
in the world, a world that's so reckless. Forgotten tribe in the darkness of your eyes. Lost in a world that's so helpless. Forgotten tribe, forgotten in another.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Car, from Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. As BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Now, from sidelines to superstars, the hands-on sports program changing how Queensland students see disability. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister Caroline Bird, game changer at Sporting Wheelies. And we have Caroline on the line. Good morning, Caroline. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Thanks for having me. Thank you.
I'm well. I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. And you're based where?
I'm here in Brisbane on Quandamooka Country. Lovely. So out by Bayside near Cleveland.
All right, beautiful, beautiful. So, in regard to the title here, from sidelines to superstars, hands-on sports program changing how Queensland students see disabilities. And we're talking about the title of the program, Raising the Bar.
Yes, that's right. So Raising the Bar program is what we do here at Sporting Wheelies. Mm. And the long and the short of it is we come into schools and we have we run sport programs, mainly wheelchair basketball, goalball, boccia, para powerlifting, run by athletes and people with lived experience of disability, in hopes that we can teach students more about what it's like to live with disability and to challenge those preconceived notions and perceptions of what disability is like.
So this is taken through the schools, of course, yes?
Yes. So we come to you. We come to your school.
And, well, of course, you've promoted it, marketed it. It's out there. Schools are aware of you. Do they contact you or do you reach out? Or how does that work?
Yes, so the schools can contact us directly at Sporting Wheelies. So if you put that into your search engine and look for Raising the Bar program, otherwise you can get in contact via email. But yes, get in contact with us and have us come to you.
Fantastic. How did you become game changer at Sporting Wheelies? And that's the title of your position, isn't it? Game changer at Sporting Wheelies.
Yes, that's correct. Yes, so my title is game changer. So I was originally, I play goalball with Sporting Wheelies.
Yes.
And so Sporting Wheelies runs the goalball program here in Brisbane.
Yes.
And so through that program, I was given the opportunity to come along and join the Game Changers program. Oh, so that's cool. How I found it.
Fantastic. How have your personal experiences with disability shaped your passion for inclusive sports?
Oh, that's a great question. When I was growing up as a kid, my mum and my sister were really into netball.
Hmm.
But unfortunately, as someone with a vision impairment, that was a sport that I found quite difficult to play.
Yes.
And so wasn't able to be included in regular netball seasons or play regular sport. So when I found goalball, this was a sport that I was able to participate in. And so I really want to spread that passion and awareness for adaptive and modified sports for students of not just anyone with disability, but all students.
Yeah, fantastic.
So that they can participate in the health and lifestyle benefits of sport.
Exactly. Now, what do you believe are the biggest misconceptions about disability in school sports?
Yeah, I think the biggest misconceptions is that students with disability can't participate in sport.
This is not the case.
They might. Mm. Students with a disability might not be able to. They might not be able to participate traditionally like an able-bodied student will. Mm. But with a bit of thinking outside of the box, with a bit of modification or adaptation, they can participate just as well as every other student.
Yes.
And it just requires a little bit of tweaking, a little bit of thinking.
And as you communicate with the schools, what do you think the most important lessons students take away from the program?
That's a really great question. I think for all students, it gives them a really good insight into what disability is about and sure. how it's not so much different from themselves.
Yep.
And I hope that when they see someone in a wheelchair down at the shops, that it gives them a better understanding of what they're going through and that they're just like you and me,
exactly.
just like everybody else. And hopefully that creates a better, more inclusive world.
Yeah, fantastic. So what advice would you give to schools that want to improve inclusivity in sports, you reckon?
Yeah, I think just giving things a go, asking what your student wants, what they need,
mm-hmm.
and being led by the student and by their, their close contacts and their support.
Yes.
To find out what they're passionate about and how they can participate. But in general, being able to try different sports, you know, come and hire us, bring us into your schools, try things other than just your traditional footy, rugby league and all that kind of stuff. And
sure.
just think outside the box is the most, I think,
exactly.
the best thing.
Well, fantastic. Well, thank you very much for sharing, and a big shout out to your team, to all the students out there, all the high schools out there. Look, take it on board. Primary schools as well, I would think too, Caroline, yes?
Yes, we do prep to 12.
Good.
We
Fantastic.
Even do corporate sessions with adults and teachers.
Lovely, beautiful. Well, love the work you're doing. So Raising the Bar, that's the program. A big shout out to your team there. Keep doing what you're doing. All the best to you. Keep smiling, and we'll talk soon, Caroline.
Yeah, no worries, Trevor. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there, Caroline Baird, her name is. Game Changer at Sporting Wheelies. So that's her title, Game Changer Sporting Wheelies, talking about raising the bar. Fantastic program to increase awareness of para sport and break down the barriers for young people with disability. So they're going to the schools and educating the students and regarding how to look and respect and look at people with disability. And just accept them as they are. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live at the First Session Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News National Radio Service. Yarn up strong. National Talk Black, your program, Mob. And big shout out to all your deadly mob. Hope you have a deadly day. National Talk Black.
hit the game a bit.
Talk Black.
Worry belong island kiss me.